A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Marlins concluded their seven-game road trip with their finale in a four-game tilt against the Pirates. Jeff Locke versus Ivan Nova. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins today playing without D. Gordon, without Giancarlo Stanton, without Martin Prado, without Justin Bour in the starting lineup. And it was apparent as the offense was silent in a 3-1 loss to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates able to salvage the final two games of this four-game series and earn a split. Marlins wind up 3-4 on their seven-game trip to Chicago and Pittsburgh. We had an intriguing mound matchup here on this Sunday afternoon at PNC Park. For the Marlins, Jeff Locke making just his third start. Locke, who had spent the last 6 years pitching for the Pirates, returning to Pittsburgh to face his former team. Meanwhile, for the Pirates, Ivan Nova, who threw a complete game three-hit shutout at the Marlins' expense in Miami back on April 29th. Could he replicate the success he had at Marlins Park? Well, the answer, unfortunately, for the Marlins was yes. He set down the side in order in each of the first three innings, nine up, nine down. And in the bottom of the first, the Pirates with a rather rude welcome back for Jeff Locke. Locke got the first two men, Adam Frazier and Josh Harrison. But then back-to-back singles by Jose Osuna and David Fries put two men on with two men out for the rookie catcher, Elias Diaz.
2-1 and two out, and here's a 3-2 pitch. And there's a ball rocketed out toward left center into the gap. That's liable to score two. The ball comes off the wall. It's picked up by Osuna. Osuna is home. Fries is home. And it's 2-0 Pittsburgh on their third straight hit with two outs in the inning. And Jeff Locke and the Marlins are down 2-0.
Well, Locke would settle down to retire the next nine in a row. But the Marlins were on the wrong end of the score early in this ball game, and Ivan Nova was cruising along. Marlins got two base runners in the fourth inning. JT Riddle, leadoff single. He was the first man to reach all day for Miami. With one out, Christian Yelich reached on an error charge to third baseman David Fries. So the Marlins had first and second, but Marcelo Ozuna hit a fly ball to right. Derek Dietrich lined to third, and that threat was by the boards. That would be the only threat Miami would muster against Nova. He worked six innings of one-hit shutout ball this afternoon. Didn't walk anybody, struck out four. Done after 77 pitches, 50 strikes. Jeff Locke pitched into the bottom of the sixth. He got the first man, Fries. Trailing 2-0, though, he allowed three straight singles. Elias Diaz, Andrew McCutchen, and Josh Bell. So Locke, with the bases loaded and one out, was pulled from the ball game. Brad Ziegler came on to face shortstop Jordy Mercer.
The big right-hander settles in at the belt, delivers, and the ball is lined to right, a base hit. Home to score is Diaz. And McCutchen is held at third base. An RBI single to right for Mercer. 3-0 Pirates.
Well, Ziegler would come back and induce pinch hitter John Jaso batting for the pitcher to hit into a 3-2 double play. And that sixth inning was over without any further damage. We could close the book on Jeff Locke. 5 1/3 innings in his return to PNC Park. He allowed 8 hits, 3 runs, all earned. A walk, 3 strikeouts for Locke. 89 pitches, 62 of them for strikes. This one went to the bullpens. Juan Nicasio worked a scoreless seventh for the Pirates. Daniel Hudson, with a 3-0 lead, came on to pitch the eighth. And the first man he went after, Ichiro, starting in right field for Giancarlo Stanton. Ichiro, number 25, with 3,045. There's a high fly ball deep to right. Osuna's going back onto the track, turns around, looks up, and Ichiro's hit one out. For Ichiro, career home run number 116, his fourth as a Marlin. And the Marlins are finally on the scoreboard. It's 3-1 in the eighth. Got it just over that 21-foot-high Clemente wall in right here at PNC Park into the first row of the bleachers. Ichiro's home run broke up the shutout bid. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. You can learn more at GreekMoving.com. D. Gordon then pinch hit. D. wasn't in the starting line today, getting a day off. He singled. And so the Marlins facing Hudson got the tying man to the plate in the eighth inning, down 3-1 after the Ichiro home run. Stanton pinch hit at that point. Giancarlo, who had to leave yesterday's game in the first inning with a right wrist contusion after being hit by a pitch from Trevor Williams. Giancarlo took two strikes from Hudson, was down nothing and two. and then he chased a breaking ball down and out of the zone to strike out. That was the first out in the inning. JT Riddle bounced to first for out number two. And with JT Realmuto coming up, Clint Hurdle brought his closer in. For the second day in a row, wanted Felipe Rivero, who is the newly anointed closer here in Pittsburgh, to get a four-out save. And Rivero, for the second day in a row, didn't disappoint. He retired all four men he faced, although today no strikeouts for him. Realmuto grounded his second to end the eighth. Then in the ninth inning, trailing 3-1, Yelich a fly ball to left. Ozuna a line drive right back to the pitcher. And Tomas Tolis out 1-3 and a comebacker. Rivero gets the final four in succession, and this one belongs to the Pirates. 3-1 the final for Pittsburgh. Three runs, 11 hits, two errors, nine men left for the Marlins. One run, four hits, one miscue. Marlins strand four. Ivan Nova, six innings of one hit, shutout ball, no walks, four Ks. He's your winner, 6-4. Jeff Locke takes the loss. He falls to 0-2. Felipe Rivero, save number two. Time of the game, 2 hours, 32 minutes, in front of 22,925 here at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. So the Pirates improved to 28-35, now 16-15 at home. They stay home with the Rockies coming to town tomorrow night. Marlins fall to 27-35. They go 3-4 on their road trip, losing 2 of 3 in Chicago, splitting 4 in Pittsburgh. Miami now 13-19 on the road.
Pirates over the Marlins 3-1. In the fourth game of a four-game weekend series between the Marlins and the Pirates yesterday afternoon, the Marlins return home tomorrow to open up an albeit very brief two-game homestand against the Oakland Athletics. Fish family members, if you weren't able to join us yesterday afternoon in Pittsburgh, your Fish family bonus code this morning is STEEL, S-T-E-E-L. STEEL is your Fish family bonus code on this Monday morning. Marlins off today, back at it tomorrow at 7:10 for a brief two-game homestand. Jose Ureña will take the mound for the Marlins versus the Athletics. It's a 7:10 first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Marlins radio network.